702.
The Friday Mix. Food.
Food it is. Pino Donzella. Pino, Pino, Pino. Welcome.
Hello, Zani. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Good, good. Nice to hear that.
I'm fed.
I'm great. I hope you enjoy it.
I loved it.
I'm great to hear that.
So, Biru Restaurant in Rivonia.
Rivonia Village, yes.
So, what, 2 years?
It's been there for 2 years, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it's unique in what way?
And it's unique in the order that you pay to cook your own food. So, it's a fantastic experience.
You pay to cook your own food.
Now, it's a great concept. Like, basically, the Japanese idea took the street food to the restaurant. And basically, we're running a Korean barbecue and Chinese hot pot. And when I say you cook, I mean it. So basically, each one of our table, it's included an inbuilt braai and inbuilt hot pot. Mm-hmm. So you braai indoor. So even when it's raining and it's storming outside there, you're more than welcome to enjoy your South African braai in our place.
Yeah.
Nice and comfortable.
But it's not really the South African version.
Absolutely not.
It is, as you said, Korean and Japanese influenced.
That is right. We were known for our Wagyu beef. As everyone knows already, Wagyu is one of the top beef in the world.
Yes.
It's so tasty, so delicate, so sweet, so tender that basically you don't need any dressing. You just buy it and you enjoy it the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
Above that, we got even Angus. Because, as I say, it is quite expensive, Wagyu. But Angus, it's basically the everyday meat, top quality in any case, triple A. And then our hot pot. Our hot pot consists in soups. You got your vegetarian soup, your bone soup, your chili soup. So you cook your own food in the soup, and you can drop in anything you like it. So you got vegetarian, you got seafood, you got poultry, meat, a bit of everything. It's very
But is there some guidance? Is there an attendant or someone who can advise on the flavors that work well together?
Absolutely. All our waiters have been with us since day one, basically. Their knowledge about our food is quite intense, and they are always welcome to give explanation and to help the people. But let me tell you, after the first time you've been there, automatically became a natural thing for you. You will ask the waiter, you leave the table because you will have fun with your friends, because like I said, it's entertaining. Everyone wants to be the master chef at the table, so everyone wants to do something different. And that's the beauty of it. That's why I like the concept. That's why I came on board in order to let everyone know about Biru. It's a great concept.
It is a great concept. What an investment then. So every single table is kitted with this grill in front of you.
Extraction,
grills, air conditioning. So do you sit as groups around this particular
basically, the minimum surface? It's a four on the table. We see two people in any case.
No, but I'm seeing a trend as well where people join each other's tables.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we got table for 4, 6 and 8 people. And then we got an area that we open up and become a big area, up to 35 people for a private function, birthday party, meeting, conferencing, everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But there's an a la carte menu as well.
It is a la carte menu. Everything is a la carte in our table because you choose what you want when you come in.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you got a big party like we do, we start doing a lot of corporate events, and then we organize for them a full test of Biru.
Yeah.
Starting from your sushi and sashimi, top class sushi and sashimi, then your hot pot and your braai. So they got a full test of it.
Yeah.
And to finish with our Japanese traditional green tea ice cream, which is not well known.
That must be lovely.
It is a very particular taste. It's not a proper ice cream. It is ice cream flavor, but the intensity of the green tea is straight in your face. So if you are green tea lover, you will love it.
That's how to finish off the meal. But let's talk about some of what you brought out today. We had asparagus.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So our company, Biru, over and about producing and serving our quality top meat and beef and seafood, we do have a huge variety of vegetarian dishes.
Yes.
We farm our own asparagus, our own oyster mushroom, shiitake mushroom, and shime mushroom. So the freshness, the quality of those mushrooms and asparagus, it's top.
Mm-hmm.
And as I say, we cater for a lot of vegetarian. They find their own spot in our place because they can see they got their own vegetarian dishes right in front of them. There is no contamination with seafood or meat and everything. So they pick it up from the bowl, they pour in the soup and they eat it.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of good customer coming back for that.
Yeah. So as you said, even just the array of tofu that you have.
Absolutely. We do a variety of tofu, from traditional plain tofu to oil tofu to frozen tofu. It's a different kind of tofu.
Listen to you.
It's fantastic.
And then if we move on to the meat dish, it was already prepared. Everything that we had was already prepared. It's not like we had to make it out. So we didn't have the full experience that you would have when you visit.
We will
come around to it. So tell me about the beef, because there was this wonderful creamy mushroom sauce. The shiitake mushrooms were in this beautiful sauce.
Absolutely. The reason why I had to bring it with the sauce, because as I say, Wagyu beef, it's a very tender and very tasty, but has to be eaten as they come out from the fire, because all the flavor, the fat is sitting on the meat. If you let it alone for a while or whatever, it's still good, but not, you don't feel the flavor or that little fat that's melting on top. So I prepared it for you with some mushroom sauce, which is shime mushroom sauce, and some black pepper, and just top it. But the beauty of the tenderness of
that beef. It just melts. You know when people say melts in the mouth.
You're chewing on the mushrooms or you're chewing on the beef?
That's it. Because they both just, you know, take each other's form. We're both very, very smooth. And then the array of sushi. Let's start with the tempura prawns.
Fantastic.
Because that was also accompanied with a vegetarian dish.
Absolutely. For those lazy people, they don't like to cook. We do have some dishes already prepared for them. And we start with the tempura, for example. Which is a prawn tempura. Tempura is a traditional way to fry vegetable and seafood in Japan. It's the bread. It's traditional Japanese bread. It's very soft, delicate. And when you do the tempura, it doesn't retain so much oil. So it's not so oily. So we serve the tempura with a different kind of sauce according to the requirement from our client.
Yeah.
We got vegetarian tempura, we got prawn tempura, and we got a mixed tempura where we do calamari, prawns, and vegetables. Then, as I say, we got a huge variety of sashimi and sushi. So if you still, once again, you want to come and visit us, but you don't feel like cooking.
Yes.
There's a variety of sushi, sashimi, ready for you to be tested.
Oh, Biru, where can we find you? I know you're in Rivonia.
329 Rivonia Boulevard.
Yeah.
At the back of McDonald's, which all of us knows where exactly McDonald's is at 3 o'clock in the night.
Speak for yourself.
Absolutely. And the third floor, we got a great view of our balcony. It's a fantastic, overlooking the golf course. So it's a great view. It's a fantastic place. 329 Rivonia Boulevard.
Yes, for an eating experience like no other right here in Johannesburg in Rivonia Boulevard. And that is Biru Restaurant, B-I-R-U, by the way. You can also find them online on their page, biru.co.za. And that's where you will get to really have a look before you visit online and then visit in person there in Rivonia. Visit biru.co.za. Thank you so much, Pino.
It's been a pleasure.
It was lovely. We got to treat our colleagues. Everyone is saying, you see how much weight we've lost because it's January. Thank you for feeding us because the food was absolutely divine.
Thank you
once again. Biru. Thanks
a
lot.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks a lot.
That was Pino Donzella, and he is at a Biru restaurant. So if you also maybe have come across an interesting, we love to curate, of course, we love to bring you what we've encountered, but you can also suggest a number of establishments that have impressed you, and you can do so by emailing me at Cezania@702.co.za.